In this bulletin, Aya Massawe's body to be released to her family. The oldest man in the world dies at the age of 113. And in tennis, defending champion Roger Federer knocked out the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Samantha Beniak-Brooks. The body of murdered international student Aya Massawe is expected to be released to her family today. The Victorian coroner is due to release the 21-year-old's body to a funeral director this afternoon. Cody Herman will also appear in court today, accused of Ms. Massawe's rape and murder. It comes after about 1,000 people gathered outside a mosque in Israel on Saturday, calling for the return of the student's body. Thousands of people have marched through Australian streets over the weekend, demanding gender equality and an end to violence against women. Marches were held in Sydney, Brisbane and Canberra on Sunday, and Melbourne on Saturday. Several signs paid tribute to Aya Massawe, who was murdered in Melbourne last week. Writer and sexual assault survivor Bree Lee says violence against women needs to be addressed in Australia.
I go to these meetings, I write these letters, I do these interviews for advocacy, and it is so, so hard to keep an olive branch in the palm of your hand when you need your keys between your fingers.
Australian companies will be given more support to win government contracts if Labor wins this year's federal election. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says much of the $50 billion the government spends on goods and services each year goes to multinational companies. He says local companies should be given more of a chance to compete. Overseas, and United States President Donald Trump has attacked opposition Democrats for rejecting his latest proposal to end what is now the longest government shutdown in US history. He says his plans were dismissed before he formally presented them. Mr. Trump's new proposal included additional protections for various groups of immigrants in exchange for $5.4 billion to fund his security wall along the Mexican border, the issue that has caused the shutdown. Staying overseas, and Greek protesters have clashed with police in Athens at a rally opposing the government's deal to change the name of the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. The deal, which is yet to be fully approved, renames Greece's northern neighbour as the Republic of North Macedonia. Some Greeks argue the name Macedonia should only refer to the Greek province of the same name. A vote on the deal, which aims to end a 28-year row between the nations, is set to take place in the Greek Parliament this week. This protester says he is angry Greek citizens were not consulted before Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras struck the deal with his Macedonian counterpart.
A referendum would be the best solution. Let the people decide. This deal went through without anyone asking the people or informing Parliament. The Prime Minister and Foreign Minister acted on their own without asking the Greek people.
The world's oldest man has died in Japan, aged 113. The family of Masazo Nonaka says he died peacefully at home in his sleep. Mr. Nonaka was last year officially declared the world's oldest living man following the death of Spaniard Francisco Nunez Oliveira. Born in 1905, he outlived his wife and three of their five children. Taking a look at sport, and in tennis, Roger Federer has been knocked out of the Australian Open by Greece's Stefanos Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas came from one set down to beat the defending champion 6-7, 7-6, 7-5, 7-6. Tsitsipas has become Greece's first ever Grand Slam quarterfinalist. The 20-year-old told the Nine Network Federer has been an idol of his since childhood.
I've been idolizing him since the age of six. It was a dream come true for me just being on Rod Laver, facing him. And winning at the end, I cannot describe it, you know.
Meanwhile, Rafael Nadal is through to the quarterfinals after beating Thomas Berdych in straight sets. And now, a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny, 32 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 36 degrees. Melbourne, becoming sunny, 27. Hobart, mostly sunny, 29. Canberra, partly cloudy, 33 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two, mainly in the morning, 25 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions, 26. Newcastle, a few showers with a possible storm, 25 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 32. Cairns, for you, a shower or two, 31 degrees. And in Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Samantha Beniak-Brooks. This is SBS News.